Hey, I'm Phil Svitek, and this is my review of Halloween Kills, the latest installment in the Halloween franchise. More specifically, this is the third film, if you will, in this sort of reboot era. So it goes the original Halloween, then the Halloween from a few years ago. Yes, it is called Halloween, even though technically it's supposed to be the second one, and now you have Halloween Kills. Yes, it's a little confusing. And if you found that confusing, then you might find this movie a little confusing, because your enjoyment of this movie will be, I think, directly proportional to how knowledgeable you are of the other movies, the two that I mentioned, the two Halloweens. Because it like directly picks up after those, and there's a lot of characters tied in to the original one, the John Carpenter one. And, you know, now they're all older. And, you know, that for me, I've seen the movies and things like that. But even for me, it was a little bit disorienting at times, because I was trying to figure out, should I know this person? Should I not? You know, are they someone that were in the original and they're now grown up? Or am I just watching someone completely grown up that's a new character in this? For me, I had to constantly kind of orient myself, and that took me out a little bit. But once I did figure out kind of who was who, it was enjoyable. Like, what I appreciate about this movie is that it lives up to its title, Halloween Kills. There's a lot of murders there, right? And I'm not going to spoil who or what, but like, it is a true slasher film. A lot of people get slashed in very creative ways, to be quite frank. You know, and there's a lot of suspense. The action is really, really good. It doesn't shy away from gore. So that I appreciated, right? The thing that I didn't appreciate was it was a little bit too didactic at times. You know, there's not a lot of subtlety in terms of what the movie's trying to say and go for. And the ending, I think, to me, the middle section was the strongest. The beginning, again, because that disorientation wasn't as strong, and sort of things, for me, fizzled out by the end. You know, take it with a grain of salt in terms of, you know, how you go into it. If you love the previous movies, if you are a slasher fan, then I think you'll really enjoy this. If that's not your jam, then I don't think you will enjoy this whatsoever. Now, as far as going into spoilers, right, spoiler territory, just talking about, you know, what specifically worked for me, what didn't, you know, if you haven't seen it, be warned now. But for me, the fact that, like, Laurie has no part to really play whatsoever, a little bit disheartening, right? And obviously, this movie really sets it up for a third film, you know, and for Laurie to really have her final stand. You know, I understood why Karen, the daughter of Laurie, did die. But yeah, I was sad to see that. You know, the town kind of getting riled up. I understood what they were going for and things like that. Just a little bit too on the nose. And I wish, like, it's to me, you know, in this day and age, like, I love the manhunt aspect of it. I just wish they took it for all it could have been. And, like, you know, we live in this day and age where we have cell phones, and they could have definitely been communicating and stuff like that, and kept more people in the loop, as opposed to segmenting off various people to have to deal with Michael Myers, essentially one on however many. And, you know, this idea that he's the boogeyman and that he's, like, evil incarnate and, like, just can't die, yeah, there's a little bit of a suspension of disbelief that you have to have, and how much you buy into that will determine how much you liked it. You know, for me, at a certain point, like, it's like, this guy has to die. You know, there has to be a point in which, like, you know, if we're gonna cross into the supernatural realm, then we just kind of have to straight up say it and do it, as opposed to tiptoeing around it and so forth. Like, I don't, you know, either you are or you aren't. I just don't like the one foot in, one foot out aspect of it. But overall, I mean, I appreciate that I saw the movie. I think I have nitpicks with it. And, you know, as you can sort of tell if you're watching, I'm in my car, like, literally post seeing it. So these are just my primal reactions, if you will. You know, maybe tomorrow, or like as time goes by, and maybe, you know, a week from now, a month from now, a year from now, I'll feel differently about things. But as of now, these are kind of my raw reactions to the whole piece. I think it's worth watching if you know, certainly if you're into the franchise. But for me, yeah, I had just a couple nitpicks here and there. And, you know, seeing basically everyone but Laurie die, yeah, sucks. I kind of wanted some vindication for the people that were traumatized in this. And, you know, obviously the idea that they essentially, Michael won just by the sheer nature of it, because he turned the town upside down. You know, I just wanted some redemption. And obviously I feel like we're going to get that in the third film. But yeah, I just think sometimes, you know, things, you know, it's like, it's a numbers game of having to get to a third film as opposed to just letting things be. And, so I don't know. Their tagline of evil dies tonight, I think evil could have died very easily tonight. But obviously we're going to get a third film and go from there. So, anyway, these are just my thoughts. Let me know if you agree, let me know what you disagree about. If we are going to talk spoilers in the comment section, let's do it, but please forewarn people just like I did, so that way they don't get spoiled on anything. And yeah, I mean, oh, one last thing before I you know, one of my big worries was, you know, speaking to the believability of him being alive, you know, him surviving the fire, I thought was done actually quite realistic, you know, under the circumstances. And so I did appreciate that aspect of it. Now when he's fighting the first responders, I thought like them going one-on-one was a little bit silly and things like that. But him act like, I thought the biggest thing I was going to kind of do a head roll or eye roll rather on was him surviving the fire. But it actually, I thought, worked pretty well and was believable. So kudos to them for that. So yeah, those are all my thoughts, at least for now. Thank you for taking the time to tune in. I appreciate you. And go ahead and comment with your thoughts, and let's chat. Bye.